listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from James chapter 1 and talk to you about resisting and receiving. Here we go, James chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, where we read this. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, James has presented the idea of God's perfection in the previous verses. He said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights. Now, in light of that truth, he has some guidance for us. He says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Now, we can learn to be slow to wrath by first learning to be swift to hear and slow to speak. So much of our anger and wrath come from being self-centered, not others-centered. Swift to hear is a way to be others-centered. Slow to speak is a way to be others-centered. After all, you were given two ears and one tongue, and that tongue is hidden behind some teeth and some lips. It's good to hear and listen twice as much as we speak and to guard what we say with our tongue. James continued with the same kind of attitude that the perfection of God should prompt us to have. He said we should be slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. In light of the temptation and the goodness of God, we must take special care to be slow to wrath because our wrath does not accomplish the righteousness of God. Our wrath almost always defends or promotes our own agenda. Now, sadly, the history of religion, sometimes Christianity, includes too much of the wrath of man. When religious people go beyond advocating their faith to the place of violence against others in the name of their beliefs, it's a tragic example of the truth that the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Look, instead of attacking others with outbursts of wrath, we are much better turning our focus onto the sinful impulses within us. He says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness. Now, this has in mind an impure manner of living. In light of the nature of temptation and the goodness of God, we are to lay aside all impurity, putting them far from us. Having resisted the evil, we make sure to receive the good. Receive with meekness the implanted word, James tells us. You see, in contrast to an impure manner of living, we should accept God's implanted word, doing it with meekness and a teachable heart. This is able to save us, both in our current situation and eternally. The purity of God's word can preserve us even in an impure age. So here, James is alluding to the spiritual power of the Word of God. When it is planted in the human heart, it's able to save your souls. Listen, the Word of God carries the power of God. So let God's Word carry God's power to you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.